just had a gripping, bloodletting edition of Animals Attack, where a woman tried to, this vlogger in China tried to eat a live octopus, and the octopus turned the tables on her and started attacking her face. And she wasn't happy about it. But apparently this is not uncommon. Good morning.
You know, there's actually, the one that got a hold of that woman was a little bigger than most that I've seen, but they actually eat those things alive. They stun them by, they kind of stretch them while they're alive and kind of stun them, and then they'll wrap them around a chopstick and they eat them alive like that. And there have actually been cases where some people, like, trying to swallow it, where it's gotten a hold of inside their throat and choked them out.
So they eat the suction cups too, not the suction
cups? No, the whole octopus. They just take the whole thing, they hold it by the head, and they just kind of stretch it and kind of stun it somehow, and then they wrap it around the chopsticks and try to eat the thing whole like that before it, you know, realizes what's going on. But sometimes that doesn't work out too well for the person trying to eat it.
Yeah, but this thing was too big to, like, put in your mouth in one bite.
It was. It absolutely was. And she didn't have anybody there with her. She was one of those people who just, you know, set up the camera and let it roll, and it took her some time to get that thing off her face.
Well, what's the point of eating it alive? Because it's that's when it's most fresh. Is that the idea?
It's like a delicacy, you know, like we eat oysters pretty much alive.
Yeah.
I got
you. But not as likely that grabbing a hold of you and choking you out on the way down.
Take your face out. Yeah. Okay, thanks, man. Your name?
Let's see. I think I got Kurt.
Is it Kurt?
I think so. Let me see. Kurt, you here?
We were fishing pig fishing out of Bellingham, and we had two deckhands, myself and a deckhand. This is years ago, but the skipper, we pulled up our nets, and we about an 18-inch to 2-foot octopus dropped on the deck. And it came up brown and mottled, and when it hit the deck is white, and it turned white within 10 seconds. So the skipper's going, grab it, we're going to grind him up and eat him for chowder. And I had two legs, and he had two legs, and that little thing was pulling us over the side of the boat. We had to let go of it. That thing was so strong, it was incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not exaggerating when you say it could have pulled you over the boat?
Oh, yeah. If it would have been able to wrap around us and held us, it would have pulled us over.
And how big both was it? How big was it?
18 inches to 2 feet.
That's it.
Wow, he was just 2 feet of muscle, huh?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
2 feet of muscle. Wow, appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Great story. All right.
This dude had the octopus attacked his boat?
Yeah, Donald from Whidbey Island.
Donald, where was the boat?
We were down at Sandy Point, South Whidbey.
All right. And
South End of Whidbey Island, fishing for halibut.
And how big is this octopus?
Well, we figured at least 6 feet long, I mean, from head to end of his tentacle.
So you're in a 14-foot boat?
Yeah, we're in a 14-foot boat.
So you have something to gauge it against.
Avenue on the back of it.
All right, what does he do?
And, we pulled this thing up, and we thought it was a halibut because dead weight and all that. But all of a sudden, we get it at the surface, and we saw the head of this thing. It was wrapped around my brother's herring, and wouldn't let go. And we're like, okay, what do we do now, you know? So we're trying to get it off the hook. We cut the line. We're hitting it with an oar, and it starts wrapping itself around the boat. One tentacle's on one side, one tentacle's on the other. It's all wrapped up all around the engine. We're stomping on the boat. We're hitting it with paddles and oars, and we're trying to do everything we can to get this thing off of here. And it won't do it. We're drifting down towards Seattle. I mean, we're drifting pretty fast.
Okay.
Into the shipping lane.
2.5 hours later, it finally let go. We even tried to... We started the engine, and that didn't let, he didn't let go then. And then we went to go put it in gear, and the engine would just die because he was all wrapped up in it. And they're so powerful, couldn't get the engine to run or the prop to turn.
Wow.
So, yeah, we for 2.5 hours, we just drifted and just praying that a tanker or something didn't come by, you know.
You only had four arms and he had eight.
Yeah.
So you lost.
Yeah, I don't know if you know it, but in Coopville, there's some of the world's biggest octopus.
Like how big?
8 to 10 feet.
Well, I guess you had one of them.
Giant Pacific octopus.
That
was it. Oh, yeah. We found a 6-footer. It was kind of scary.
Thanks, Donald. So, we'll see you on Whidbey today.
And Craig, I believe Craig, real quick. What? Let's see.
Yes.
You had some encounter with an octopus, too?
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to work on a boat that serviced the mooring buoys on the West Coast. And we were pulling up anchors, which are big square cement blocks. And on top of one was a fairly large octopus, maybe 3 to 4 feet. And being an avid fisherman, I knew that octopus is great bait for halibut. So I grabbed on to the octopus, and then it grabbed onto me. And and that turned into quite a fight because I had two rather large men trying to get it off. We ended up tearing off my rain gear. The arm pulled off before that. He would not let go. I had full rain gear on. Wow. And the two guys ripped it off, and we threw that thing back into the water, and man, oh man, it was a battle, like crazy.
All of this, these stories that we're getting this morning, inspired by a piece of video out of China where this girl who does goofy YouTube videos tries to eat an octopus and puts it to its face, and then the octopus, you know, latches onto her face and won't let go. Now, had she heard calls from Donald and Craig, no, she probably never would have done anything.
I mean, this thing, you know, is like plate size, but it's, you know, still strong.
Thanks, Craig.